The Inventors Club Meets Again. Story by Nicholas Brash. Illustrated by Philip Small. When you hear this sound, turn the page. Now, turn to page 4. Chapter 1. The Idea. Ben, Chad, Bianca and Jody held their Inventors Club meeting on the third Thursday of every month. They took turns to show their new inventions. Tomorrow was Ben's turn to show his new invention. The only problem was, he hadn't thought of an invention yet. Ben was sitting at the kitchen table, eating a bowl of ice cream.
"What can I make?"
he asked himself as he ate his ice cream. Ben had no idea what he would invent. He finished his ice cream and went to get some more. But there was no ice cream left.
"I know,"
he said excitedly.
"I'll invent an ice cream maker."
Chapter 2. Running Around. Ben grabbed some paper and a pen. Then he sketched a design for his ice cream maker. The sketch didn't look much like an ice cream maker, but Ben was sure it would work.
"I don't need to test it,"
he said to himself.
"Well, I'm not going to have time to test it."
Ben only had time to get the materials. The next afternoon, Chad, Bianca and Jody were in Chad's bedroom. Ben had turned up with a sack. He tipped the sack upside down and many strange objects fell out.
"A pile of junk," said Bianca. "Well, that's a good invention."
"Ha ha,"
said Ben.
"Just wait and see."
Chapter 3. The Ice Cream Maker. The first object that Ben picked up was big, round and made of steel. It was the middle part of a washing machine. Ben held up the part and looked through a hole in the bottom.
"Did you drill that hole?"
asked Chad.
"Yes,"
said Ben.
"You didn't do a very good job,"
Chad said.
"As long as it works,"
Ben told Chad.
"Things have to look good as well, you know,"
said Chad. Next, Ben grabbed a piece of hose and fitted it over the hole he had drilled.
"I think I know what it is,"
Jody said excitedly.
"It's a mouse kennel."
"A what?"
asked Bianca and Chad together.
"A mouse kennel," said Jody. "The mouse crawls through the hose and into its home."
Jody often said strange things, but the others thought that this was one of the strangest things she had ever said. Ben put a plastic ice cream container on the floor and put the other end of the hose in it. Then he picked up a thin cord and wound it around the outside of the washing machine part. When the cord had been wound tightly around the part, Ben stood back and looked at his invention.
"Well, what is it?"
asked Bianca, Chad and Jody together.
"It's an ice cream maker, of course,"
Ben said.
"How does it work?"
asked Chad.
"It doesn't," said Bianca.
"Just wait and see,"
Ben told them. Ben poured the contents of three jars into the washing machine part. The jars contained melted chocolate, melted butter, and cream. Chapter 4. Oh no!
"When I pull this cord,"
Ben told the others,
"the washing machine part will start shaking and will mix all the ingredients together. Then the mixture will ooze down the hose into this container. Then I'll have a container of fresh, yummy ice cream."
Just then, There was a knock on the door. Chad went to open the door while Ben pulled the cord. In walked Chad's mum, dad and neighbour. Instead of shaking around and around, the washing machine part flew into the air, turned upside down and dropped all the ingredients onto Ben's head. Is that your mum's washing machine part? Shouted Chad's mum.
Is that your dad's starter cord from his lawnmower?
Shouted Chad's dad.
There's the missing piece of my garden hose,
shouted Frank the neighbour.
Oh no,
Ben said.
I think I'm in trouble.